price on your head. No.
Don't do it.
No, no. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to What Time Is It? The first live international web radio show about watches and the people who love them. I'm your host today, Jerome Pinault, speaking to you live from Switzerland today, and not Austria this time. I welcome you all to the show. This is a live show, as you all know. Feel free to call in anytime during the next half hour. 760 is the area code, 683-2652, 760-683-2652, U.S. number. The only live horology show where you, our listeners, get to call in and talk to watch industry movers and shakers one-on-one. We got a doozy for you today. Before I get started, I want to talk to you a little bit about something called ChinaConnect.fr. ChinaConnect, one more, .fr. It is our sponsor today. They are our sponsor today, which is kind of cool. And ChinaConnect is Europe's first conference on marketing and social media in China. And it will be live in Paris June 16th and 17th. And for details, check out their website, chinaconnect.fr, or contact me directly, and I'll be headed out there, actually. So hopefully I can see some of you guys there. Hello, everybody. Hello again. We're back at the mothership in Switzerland today, and I got a real a hardwire connection this time. So hopefully you guys can hear me, and you can hear our guest. And I think you'll really want to hear our guest loud and clear today. Now, as you know, we've had many different folks from the horology world here on What Time Is It for the past months. We've had CEOs, designers, brand founders, watchmakers, bloggers. I thought it was about time to bring on some of the folks who are in the same line of work I'm in, actually, namely managing online communities and social media for luxury watch brands. And in that world, I got to tell you, there's one name that stands out real quick, and it's Alex Gutby. And why? Well, it's real simple. He runs social media and community for one of the most prestigious manufacturers in Switzerland, namely Vacheron Constantin. And Alex has been at community management since, I believe, 2001. And he started with a presence on a forum, a well-known forum. I'll let him explain that to us. And today he's managing all aspects of community and social media for Vacheron Constantin. So let's ask him what it takes to do this job. Alex, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time, buddy. How are you?
Jerome, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure, buddy. Listen, first question of the day for you. What watch are you wearing today?
I have a Vacheron Constantin Quai de Lille in titanium and palladium.
Imagine that.
One of my favorite favorite Vacheron Constantin models.
I bet it is. Hey, listen, so I want to talk a little bit about your background, how you got to where you're at. Obviously, you have an interesting record there. I think you started out as a high-priced attorney, and you're now community manager, social media manager at one of the most prestigious watch brands in the world. Take us through that. How did that work out? What happened? What made you do this?
Well, just so you know, just to give you some background, I've been pretty much interested in watches for the past 20 years. I'm 40. Around in my early 20s, I started getting interested in watches. I went through law school. I worked as a lawyer in different law firms and companies for almost 12, 13 years.
Okay.
But, you know, always I had this, you know, idea of working in watches. At the time, the only way I could even see myself getting close to watches was on the net. And in 2001, with Thomas Mao, the founder of the website The Purists, which is now today Purists Pro.
Sure.
We had a discussion on launching. it's a funny story because Vacheron was already somewhat involved in creating the Purists.
Oh, okay.
At the time, I was looking to buy a specific Vacheron watch, and I had posted a want to buy on Time Zone. This is back in 1998 or something. I mean, this, in internet terms, this is like prehistory.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Thomas Mao contacted me saying that he had this watch for sale. Finally, I didn't buy it, but we started discussing because at the time on Time Zone, there was no Audemars Piguet forum. And it was a brand which I pretty much appreciated.
Yeah.
And so he's like, should I create one on my blog? I'm like, sure. He's like, will you post? Yes. So I ended up becoming the first ever poster on that forum. And very rapidly, I launched the Vacheron Constantin forum there. This was back in 2001. And little by little, you know, I learned about the brand. I met everybody here at Vacheron. And in 2005, for the brand's 250th anniversary, we had created some really exclusive previews and events with the purists and Vacheron Constantin. And at the time, the idea came, I'm like, guys, at Vacheron, why don't you create your own in-house forum?
Right.
Because you have all the information. I mean, this is what everybody wants, information, and in-depth views into the manufacturing.
Yep.
So finally, after a few years, in 2007, we launched with Vacheron Constantin the in-house forum called The Hour Lounge.
Okay. Did you come up with a name for that, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then at the time I was still practicing as a lawyer and doing, moderating the Hour Lounge on my free time. So basically I had no life left. Already, you know, as a lawyer, you don't have much of a life. Doing that, you had even less. Even my kids didn't recognize me anymore. So
nice.
So at one point I told Vacheron that this was getting too complicated for me. And they're like, okay, great. Why don't you come work for us full time and take care of, you know, community management and relationship with our collectors. I'm like,
sure,
great.
Sure.
This is like asking a kid if he wants to go work at Disneyland.
Yeah, no kidding.
So
and that's funny.
So yeah, so here I am for the being a community manager at Vacheron for 2.5 years since end of 2008.
Wow, that's a great story. And so you stop being an attorney, you go to work for them full time, you're managing the community. What's the first thing you do? Do you know where these people are? They're on some other forums left and right. How do you put everything together? How did you start out? How many people were in the Hour Lounge when you started?
On the Hour Lounge? Well,
yeah.
Basically, you know, with time, I mean, I've been on the internet moderating for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So you know people. I mean, you moderating and being on the internet is great, but the best part of all this hobby is meeting people face-to-face. So when you travel, you always send an email to a guy saying, you know, I'm going to be in your city. Let's meet up for a drink or lunch or dinner or whatever.
Yep.
And so after some time, you actually have, you know, a whole network of, you know, watch geek friends, the whiz community, as we call it, you know, the watch idiot savants. So what I did is when I launched the Hour Lounge, I just emailed about, you know, 50, 60 contacts I had saying, you know, guys, this is a new forum. Why don't you come check it out? And after that, you know, there's word of mouth. Vacheron did a few press releases. There's a link, et cetera. And, you know, just people, you know, the Google search and everything, and then you just end up on the Hour Lounge, yeah.
So were the other forums – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead, please.
No, I was just curious. Were the other forums pissed off that you were siphoning off, you know, their members or, you know, are these folks on all the forums anyways?
No, you know, the thing is, everybody, I mean, these guys are already on all the forums, first of all.
Yeah.
Second, a lot of these forums were pretty happy to have a guy like me inside because I would be getting them all the information and stuff they wanted and they needed and the type of information they wanted. So, no, I mean, I've kept pretty good relationship with everybody.
Good.
And, you know, people who come on the Hour Lounge, there's a lot of them who are just, you know, plain Vacheron fans and they don't go anywhere else.
Yep.
So just stay there. And there are others, you know, when they want to talk about other watches, they go on other forums, and when they want to talk about Vacheron, they come to the Hour Lounge.
Right, because in Hour Lounge, they don't talk about anything but Vacheron, or you kick them out, right?
No, hell no. I mean, I started my life as a collector. I'm a watch enthusiast myself.
Sure.
So obviously, you know, I'm more than happy to talk about anything which is related to Vacheron. I mean, if somebody wants to come and talk about, an Audemars or a Patek, if the discussion is around Vacheron or they just, you know, that's fine. If they just want to start comparing two watch brands which have nothing to do with basketball. You know, just say, guys, you know,
yeah,
this is,
yeah,
this is a
elsewhere.
Basketball firm. Focus.
Yeah,
yeah,
go,
exactly.
Go elsewhere.
Exactly.
Get lost. Yeah,
yeah,
I hear you. So has the Vacheron Tribe been growing? What kind of numbers are we talking about worldwide, do you think? I mean, I'm sure you think. What do you know?
Oh, no, I can give you numbers. I mean, in terms of viewership, we are between 12 to 15,000 unique visitors per month.
Wow.
Which is pretty good for a mono brand forum where you have to, it takes a lot of work getting these people to want to come to your forum every day.
Yep, definitely.
You know, when you're just mono brand. So and it's growing. It's not a, you know, we don't get 100,000 new visitors every day. But you know,
right.
it's growing. I mean, and you know, Vacheron is a niche brand.
Yep.
It's an exclusive, you know, high end brand. I mean, obviously our community is less large than, for example, a Rolex or an Omega.
Sure.
That's obvious. You know, the prices are higher, the production is lower, the product is more exclusive. But you know, the Vacheron, it's interesting because the Vacheron tribe or community, they're really diehard people. I mean, they know their stuff.
Yep.
I learn every day something new myself. So.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool.
From the participants.
Yeah. I'm sure they're diehard evangelists for the brand, and so that's got to be really interesting. I'm curious how the. How your community and social media management at Vacheron, how's it structured? Is it just you? Do you have a team under you? Do you work? What's the structure like?
The community management is a team of one, myself, me, myself,
a team
and
of
I.
One. forced of one. Okay.
Yeah. At least I'm easy to deal with, myself.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So for the moment, it's a structure of one person, and you know, what Vacheron wanted was to have somebody who has a different vision, who isn't like a pure marketing, or I'm not a marketing or a communications guy at all. They want to have an enthusiast, somebody who knows about the brand, who loves watches. So
right.
And that's maybe not, and somebody who wants to work also in watches. So maybe it's not
right.
An easy.
No, I mean it's a lot on your plate. It's a huge brand. It's a huge task, and I'm surprised it's just you. But hey, you know, kudos, man. I know the feeling. It's just pretty amazing. Who do you report to at Vacheron? Is it under PR? Is it under marketing?
I report to the head of communications.
Oh, okay. Cool. And do
yeah.
you also handle the do you handle PR on the digital part of PR at Vacheron, or communicating with journalists, bloggers, and all that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, just the pure institutional PR that's done by our PR department.
Uh-huh.
But I have, you know, these the direct relationships you have with the bloggers or the internet press.
Uh-huh.
That I have, I'm in contact with these guys, and often we you know, I have a special treatment for them when they come to Basel, SIHH, for the fair.
Uh-huh.
You know, because these guys, they want to come, they want to take their own photos, they want to take their time. So these guys I deal with, but
right.
often these bloggers and the internet press, they're people like myself. I mean, they have a daytime job, and they're doing this for fun. A lot of them.
Right. Yep. Cool.
So
they. Yeah, so I'm curious if you think, actually, because Vacheron was one of the, you know, first or earliest to get into this community/social media. Do you think that gave him a significant competitive advantage, being at the forefront like that?
I think it showed it mostly showed their the community that Vacheron. Contrary to, you know, you may imagine it's a brand with over 255 years of history, you know, very exclusive niche brand that,
yep.
you know, very early on the brand, you know, did embrace these new technologies. And in 2007, it wasn't obvious. I mean, Facebook
yep.
was just starting. Nobody was talking about social media.
Right.
And yeah, they embraced it because they knew that, you know, the best ambassadors for a brand or for any brand, they're always the users. And if
yep.
you give them, you know, some of your time, show them that you, you know, you appreciate them. It's like, thank you, because, you know, these guys who are buying our watches, they're the one who are making making the company, you
of
know,
course.
Live.
Yeah,
so we have
yeah,
to thank these
course.
Guys, and this is a way to also thank them and, you know, say give our gratitude, saying, okay, we're opening our doors to you, so please come and tell us. And then, you know, a lot, and it's been helpful because we also have had a lot of, you know, positive criticism, which has enabled
yep.
us to, you know, better some aspects of the things.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing when you start listening to customers, and the
yeah.
return on that investment is usually significant. Now,
it
I read
fantastic.
Somewhere. Yeah, it is. I read somewhere. I think it was on the Watch Lounge that you claim that you never seen the inside of your apartment. Actually, I'm curious if you could describe a typical day. Describe a typical Alex Godbey day for us, would you?
Oh, I would love to say, you know, I wake up at 10 o'clock, you know, get a massage, and then, you know, have a full three-course meal with vintage wines. No, often, you know, when I get to the office, the first thing I do is go on the Hour Lounge, see the discussions, reply, you know, finish off any articles or anything I'm working on. Often I also take some photos. You know, I try never to use press photos because people want to see the real watch and want to see photos of watches which you don't see everywhere else. So I take a lot of photos. Then after that, I just go on the internet and surf for some time to see what's going on elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
other
okay.
brands, what other sites are talking about. Vacheron, obviously, Facebook and Twitter. I also
sure.
follow.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time also going back and forth emails with different collectors, you know, who have specific requests, special questions. Because a lot of people don't feel comfortable just coming and asking stuff on the internet on the
right.
online.
Right.
So
right.
they always contact me direct.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And other than
yeah.
that, you know, there are other projects which unfortunately I can't talk about right now, which I'm
or
working
you'd have
on,
to kill
which. yeah, if I tell you, I'll have to kill you.
I know,
which is more related to maybe collectors, but less on social media.
Okay.
And so this is just, I go back and forth all day long, and then, you know, when I go back home, I still log on and go see what's going on, and before I go
right.
to bed, I do. So it's basically nonstop, you know,
yep.
7 days a week and 365 days a year. You know, and
okay,
I,
so
you
it's
can,
not...
You can never turn off.
Yeah, that's. I was gonna say it's not just me, right? It's not just that I'm totally. it's what we do, right? It's a 24/7.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
And I thought I'm being a lawyer was a tough job. This is tell me about this. You don't have weekends or vacations.
I know, no kidding. So hey, listen, you talked about Facebook, Twitter, and I'm not sure about Twitter, but I think on Facebook you brought Vacheron on Facebook fairly recently, right?
End of December, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so
end
I'm curious
December, yeah.
because obviously you had the Hour Lounge quite a while before that. Was it what was the decision making process going on Facebook or not for such a high end luxury brand as Vacheron? Can you take us through that? Why do
well,
it?
You know, the thing is, why do well? You know, the thing is, Facebook. I mean, our clients, our collectors. You know, they're on there, and it would be insulting to say, you know, that these guys, they spend their time on Facebook and say, you know, Facebook has no use. Facebook, I mean, our clients use Facebook, and why not be where these guys are?
Right.
And also, you know, Facebook really fills a gap because up till now we had our institutional website, which gives information. You know, it's a one way. Information
yep.
on the brand. Then we have the Hour Lounge, which is, you know, it's really for the diehard, not the diehard fans, but people who are really comfortable, who know their stuff, who come, you know, they read, they talk, they discuss.
Yes. Yes.
There was nothing in between.
Okay.
And Facebook is you know, it's you know, you just give out a lot of information, which is already on the Hour Lounge. You know, you post novelties, you know, ask
mm-hmm.
questions, you answer questions. A lot of people who are on Facebook don't actually ever go on any other media. They want to stay on Facebook.
Right, right.
So
how many fans? How many fans?
Oh, we're around 14,500.
Damn, that's not too bad. I mean, you started in December, right? So we're talking, what,
yeah,
5 months here? Dude,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
We get about a bit over 1,000 fans a month.
Wow. Okay. And so you're happy with Facebook and the way it's been going over there for Vacheron?
It's great. I mean, we recently also use Facebook to invite our fans to specific events.
Right.
We had some collectors' dinners in Asia recently in February. I think it was in Hong Kong and Singapore where I posted invitations, and we had a few Facebook fans who came. We're having a preview of novelties in New York next week.
Okay.
I posted an invitation. So yeah, I mean, we use Facebook not only just to discuss, but also to get these people to come over and meet us face to face. But as
gotcha.
I was saying before, you know, internet is great, but it still doesn't beat meeting face to face.
Yeah, there's nothing like
the real human contact. Yeah.
Face-to-face 24/7 all over the globe, so unfortunately. but you make a good point. Now, everybody in our line of work talks about return on investment, the ROI thingy. From your perspective, what is the return on this investment that Vacheron and yourself have made over the past years? What is that for you?
For me, the best return on investment is when I see people who come once, and they come back a second time, and they start participating, and they make the community live and go forward. This is for me the best thing I see on Facebook and mostly on the Hour Lounge, because it's a real discussion forum. For me, the best return on investment in all the time spent doing this is when I see people who come back often and participate and help our sites go forward.
Gotcha. But do these guys, do they end up actually purchasing product, or do you know, do you not know, how do you, from a financial
perspective? I know that, the thing is, I don't know about the financial, I don't follow that, and I don't really care about that either.
Okay.
I've seen people who come and buy if they buy a watch and they want to share their new acquisition, they come and post, but, I'm not there to sell.
Gotcha. That's really interesting because,
yeah.
A lot of times management will come to you and say, hey, are we getting more sales through this activity on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever? And sometimes they don't get that. so I'm glad.
No, management, they're pretty cool on that. They know we're just there to, it's to communicate, to create image, to
sure.
create awareness.
Sure, sure,
the sales
sure.
part, if people are happy with if the watches are nice, they'll buy.
Yep.
If not,
yep.
So that's a whole different story.
So I've seen you at a bunch of live events, actually, real life events, and you seem to be really good at mixing the digital world with the live world. I think that's one of the important pieces to the type of work you do. How do you build this balance between the two?
Well, one of the main, I think, and this is something what people also who come on these forums or sites they want is to actually to see the product and to meet other, whiz like themselves.
Yep.
So very often, we organize these collector events all around the world. That's why I was saying at one point in time I hadn't seen my apartment in almost 2 months. We organize these events, and invite always a small number of people so everybody can mingle and talk. Rather informal, where we either introduce the new, show the new watches,
right,
from SIHH, and just to get to know the participants, people you've been chatting away all day long on the
right.
internet, and then it's always good to see them, and then on top of it, what I do is once a year, right before SIHH, I invite about 10, 12 loungers. Loungers
uh-huh.
is the term of the people who go
yep.
on the Hour Lounge.
Sure.
To come to Geneva, we have dinner, we get to meet, and then with an invitation.
Wait, hang on.
You actually fly.
You actually fly them out here?
No, we invite them to come over to Geneva.
Okay. I was going to log on.
No,
the site.
No. I mean, they're diehard. I mean, no. We pay for the hotel
gotcha.
Night, and then they would get them an invitation for SIHH, and they're the very first to actually see the novelties
gotcha.
Because. At the opening we get they have a short presentation of the new watches. They get to see them, hold them, take photos, etc. Yeah, so that's a big plus.
Okay, beautiful. I want to talk to you briefly. I don't know if we can do it briefly, but we're almost out of time here. But I want to talk about China. You guys are kicking ass in China. Do you have anything to do with social media over in China, or is there any social media going on from Vacheron in China, or what's the story on that?
Currently, there's some things we're looking at, but you know, China, there's always this language barrier, so we still have to find people who can do it, who know how to do it, and who speak Chinese. So we're looking at this, but for the moment, there's nothing I can really talk about.
Yep, no problem. No. And I guess what I'd like to hear from you, if we can do this briefly, is where you see this whole community social media management evolving for horology in the coming years. What's your take on that?
Well, that's a million-dollar question, because everything is, you know, the social media, it's not a new phenomenon. I mean, we will talk about all these different forms which have been existing for over watch forms for over 10 years.
Yep.
What's new is that from an amateur, not as a, I'm not saying that derogatorily, but amateur as not by people doing this for fun and on their free time, it's
right.
really turning into it's becoming more professional. Everything is done, you know, the sites, people have put more money on them, the quality is better. I think it's going to continue. It's a new way of communicating. It's a new way of communicating, which is much. You have a much wider audience, and the prices of communicating are much lower, and it can only be beneficial. I mean, if you look at the people, for example, on Facebook, who are, you know, young, they're in their 20s, 30s, these guys can all be, you know, their potential clients for.
Sure.
Within the next few years.
Sure.
Where this is going, I can't say, but wherever it's going to be good.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're saying that, because it makes me feel a lot better, because I'm in the same boat as you are, my friend. Listen,
yeah,
Alex.
Yeah, I mean,
this is
the beginning, yeah.
It is. Hey, we're coming on the end here. There's three questions I always ask every guest at the end of the show. I'd like to put them to you. Don't take any time
sure.
to think about it. Just answer off the cuff. If you weren't in the watch business, Alex, what would you be doing?
Lawyering.
Okay. Who's the most important person in your life?
I would say my two children.
Gotcha. And what is your favorite time of the day, Alex?
Oh, cocktail hour.
What time is cocktail hour at your house, man? I'm coming down. But...
Anytime between 6 to 8.
Gotcha. That's duly noted, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us, Alex, and taking
Thank
time
you
on
so
your,
much for the invitation.
I know, man. I'm real happy to have you come on, and I know you're doing 24/7 work, so thanks for taking 30 minutes
like
out of your day.
Like you.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for the invitation, and we'll keep be in touch on and offline.
All the time, man, as usual. Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Jerome. Bye-bye.
Pleasure. Bye. All right, folks. Alex is such a nice guy. I've known him on and off for about a year, and it's always a pleasure talking to him live, online, or on the show here, obviously. So, guys, once again, I want to mention our sponsor today, ChinaConnect.fr, Europe's first conference on marketing and social media in China. It will be occurring in Paris on June 16th and 17th. Check out their website, ChinaConnect.fr. There's going to be some really cool speakers there, quite a few people from the horology world. And I can tell you Jaeger will be there, and Langenson, and a couple of other interesting brands. So that's in Paris, June 16th, 17th. I'm headed out there. Thank you, folks. This is it for us. And my name is Jerome Pinault. The website is Jerome Pinault, PINEAU.com. I'm a social media strategist in the luxury industry. And the website for our show is whattimeradio.com, whattimeradio. Check it out. Find out who's coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to have some really exciting stuff coming up, guys. I'm not kidding here. We're talking some major bombs there, and hopefully you'll be able to join us and enjoy and learn and have some fun. And thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll see you next week on What Time Is It?
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.